Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number three. I'm going to take your phone calls. I'm going to get into all the other economic news I haven't gotten to yet. And yes, I'm going to air here on the radio / TV. Top-rated Harlem Shake, a review. And what we do is we hijack viral memes. We usually create the memes, and nine times out of ten or more. But sometimes we attempt to hijack memes. And it's the featured video up at Infowars.com. I got Kurt reposting it to the top of the page. We'll be up there in a few minutes. Secrets of the Harlem Shake. And we want to ask you to Twitter that out and Facebook that out and everything, because this way we can reach people that aren't normally into the biomechanical New World Order extermination, digital smart dust takeover. The globalist, what they call the new evolution of their merger with machine. Their other experiments didn't go too well, but we'll see what happens. Let's go to Tom in Kansas, retired police officer on DHS, listening on XM 166. What is your take, sir, on paper targets of five-year-old children and pregnant women?
Well, I find it disgusting and nauseating. By the way, have you seen any of the targets?
Yes, I have.
Are the people in the targets, the children and the mothers, are they armed?
Yes, they are. And so it's a demonization of gun owners. I get it's for instinctive shooting. The point is that they're fully segueing. Homeland Security wanted these with their 2 billion bullets.
Well, those targets used to be the ones that you were not supposed to shoot. It's completely reversed now.
Do you think this is going to wake people up? Or?
I know it's waking people up. In the Midwest, people are pretty much awake. I keep in contact with the current law enforcement. Johnson County Sheriff Frank Denning, he came out and wrote an article about keeping the Second Amendment alive in Kansas. And then I watched Strategic Relocation, and I'm working through the workbook. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Kansas and Missouri were listed as one of the two best places in the country. Did I get that right?
Yes, if you're not up in Idaho or the Rocky areas, they were. Joel really knows his stuff. Certain areas of the Ozarks, he was saying, were good.
Yes, I remember that, too.
There's a lot of elitists moving into those areas.
And then my daughter, Kathleen, came home for Christmas. She goes to school in Chicago. And when we got home, we found a box cutter in her purse. So the TSA's all over it. The weapon that single-handedly brought down the Twin Towers, my daughter brought home over Christmas in her purse.
Well, it's all about teaching us that we're criminals. It's all being taught that we are basically felons, so that we can now all be stripped of our rights. And look, it's so over the top. It's a psyop, the drones, the checkpoints. It's all an attempt to intimidate us. I think the globalists are miscalculating. I think it's really angering and waking people up.
Oh, it is. Trust me, it is. And I mean, okay, I just trained two new people this week in home respiratory industry. Both of them brought it up on their own. These are just normal 30-year-olds. And both of them said, something's weird, something's wrong. I feel like I need to be getting ready. I need to, maybe get prepared for something. But then neither one of them could put their finger on it because, they're not connected to anything.
I can't tell you how many times that'd be, because Dallas is pretty rough when I grew up. We'd be sitting out at a park bench or something, and I'd have a bad feeling, and all of a sudden a carload of guys would pull up and start something. I mean, it's just everybody feels it, just like birds know before a tornado forms. But you can see all the signs, too. But even if people aren't politically savvy, everybody can feel it. You're right.
I hope it's God waking everybody up. We're going to need supernatural help because this is a good war against good against evil. It just is.
You're right, and it's incredibly deceptive. And people better really search their soul and hit their knees and ask God to open their eyes up and their mind up because, folks, you don't want to be with the New World Order. I mean, imagine, folks, what it's going to be like down the road if we don't turn things around. It's just going to get more and more out of control.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply. Multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease. A cancer of this planet. You are a plague. We are the cure.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you for joining us here into the third hour today. I'm going to continue with your calls, and then I will get into U.S. Air Force developing terrifying swarms of tiny unmanned drones that can hover, crawl, and even kill targets here in America. And Obama and others are announcing that they will deploy the Pentagon drones against us. So that's all official now. And the 2 billion bullets, Homeland Security also bought $2 million worth of paper targets. They requested the company, one of the largest in the nation, design them with children. 5-year-olds, pregnant women, and women holding children. They call it no hesitation. So training for their new enemy. Serving under the banner of the New World Order. So hope everybody enjoys that. New York bill would force gun owners to buy at least $1 million in insurance. California Democrat introduces bill to tax concealed carry. And we've got sheriff warns of second American Revolution if gun grabbers get their way. Milwaukee County law enforcer urges his citizens to arm themselves. The sheriff was on with us, and we did an article about it. And it's up at InfoWars.com with the video and DrudgeReport.com. I also carried it there on the left-hand side. Partway down, you can find Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee. A very important interview, very important quotes about how it's going to be a massive civil war that will dwarf, absolutely dwarf, the second American Revolution. I'm looking for the quote here. Will dwarf the first. A Milwaukee County Sheriff has warned that a second American Revolution may be sparked if unconstitutional gun laws are enforced by police and sheriff departments. And it goes on, Sheriff David Clark recently urged his citizens he serves to consider learning firearm safety because a duty to protect yourself and your family. And he went on to again say that, first of all, to me, that would be an act of tyranny if the government tries to take the guns. So the people of Milwaukee County do not have to worry about me enforcing some sort of order that goes out and collects everybody's handguns or rifles or any kind of firearm and makes them turn them in, Clark said. The reason is I don't want to get shot because I believe that if somebody tried to enforce something of that magnitude, you would see the second coming of an American Revolution, the likes of which would make the first revolution pale by comparison, the sheriff went on to say. And therein lies the heart of the issue, the absolute bedrock core of this whole thing. In the old days, even of an empire like the British, who'd never been beaten by the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Dutch, the French, the Germans, nobody. Never been beaten. In 1776. But because the population was armed and knew how to use their guns and engaged in guerrilla war, they beat them over 6 years. They beat them. Because pound for pound, you fire your musket, but I'll run you through. I'm going to sell my life to get your life. That's why it's all about the drones and the combat robots, and the smart dust, and the bioweapons they spray, and everybody gets sick, and then nobody can even get angry anymore. And now they're releasing, I've seen major evidence of this, new vaccines, but I believe they're already testing it unwittingly. I mean, they always do. They're always getting caught doing it. We were just talking about it last segment. Forced sterilization going on in different countries, still ongoing, expanding. So-called vaccines that make you not get angry again. And what they do is go in and attack your brain and actually eat synapses associated with high intelligence, activity, aggression, lust, basically your propulsion drive. And so everybody's freaked out because free will is being taken right now. And the weaker people are already succumbing to it, and a lot of us are dead already. And when everybody finally starts to wake up, it's going to be kind of too late. So just remember you were warned. Remember you were told about this. It's a diabolical, scientific plan. And if it sounds crazy, you haven't looked at the evidence. You don't understand we're dealing with a technocracy. Everything they do is about observable science. They're testing on us. They're plotting. They're tracking. They've got competing systems of control in a unified field. And it is a eugenics-based system where we're seen as a disease and must be removed. And so things only get worse under the New World Order. They don't get better. And they're seeing what they can get away with right now. Obamacare, meant to destroy the economy, meant to bankrupt poor people, meant to make businesses lay off employees, giant payroll tax increases, and that's only a small fraction of the new taxes. The economy stalling out, advertising revenue and the trade publications stalling out, manufacturing stalling out, retail purchasing stalling out, and the government shut something like 45 power plants just last week, and they're going to just keep shutting them down. Many of them brand new, never been turned on, won't let them turn them on. All over the country, Texas, Alabama, California, New York, Kentucky, West Virginia, Michigan, they're just turning them off, turning them off, turning them off, just turning the lights off in America, just flipping the switches. It's like when they're turning the HAL 9000 off in 2001 Space Odyssey. I'm afraid, Dave, I'm afraid. But they're not turning off some evil computer, they're turning us off. While China builds three new plants a week. People go, why do you obsess over power plants so much? Half your power or more comes from that, the coal power plants. And, I mean, let me tell you, when you're paying double or triple for your electricity bill and every other product and everything that gets pushed out there via electricity, it's going to hurt us bad. It's going to hurt everybody. It's going to hurt the lunch money. It's going to hurt the clothes money, it's going to hurt the rent money, it's going to hurt the investment money, it's going to hurt the college money, it's going to hurt the restaurant money, it's going to hurt the jet ski money, it's going to hurt the medicine money, it's going to hurt us bad. And I'm just sitting there watching the feds and the globalists just stabbing America, going, we sure love you, we're sure liberal, we sure care about your country. And I'm watching this country bleed out in front of me while they buy billions of bullets and launch drones on us, and the feds buy tens of thousands of cutouts of little kids that are practicing to shoot. I mean, and it's just going to get crazier and crazier because we got mad dog lunatic, control freak, eugenicist, environmental, cult, psychopath, demon, hell force running things. And I'm just somebody desperately trying to get you out of your coma. Paul Revere from Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've got three main points for today. I just want to start by saying I'm a huge fan and a long-time listener. I really want to commend you for your hard work because you really are doing the work of God, and there's not many out there that are so dedicated to fight against tyranny as you. But just don't worry and stay strong because the forces of good are on our side. We're all praying for you, Alex.
Well, I appreciate those prayers, and I know it is up to God. The problem is the churches have been federalized and are there saying worship tyranny. They're absolute demons up there at the pulpit.
Yeah, the first thing I just wanted to bring up was your appearance on Piers Morgan, and I really think that you did a great job, and most people just don't understand what was going on behind the scenes and why it is that you are the way that you are as vocal, because that's what unlocks people's minds. That's what breaks them out.
He's a liar, enemy agent, lying, sworn to destroy our liberties. These are tyrants, and I'm sick of them. I can hardly be in a room with them.
I know. I listen to you every day, Alex, and I'm just as mad as you are. And one thing that really disgusts me was last night when I saw the news pop up of these new shooting targets that they're creating with pregnant women and children having guns. I mean, how much?
Look, they said 10 years ago we're torturing people's kids in front of their parents to try to get the public to accept it. There was a backlash, so they backed off. I mean, that's who runs things, people that torture little kids. Of course, they're trying to sell us on being like them. Do you understand? They need to normalize all this before they roll against us. And instead of letting them condition us to accept it, we need to get angry and understand their trick and never submit to them spiritually, mentally, financially. We are at war with these people. You understand? This is war. This is war. They're training to kill us. This is war with a degenerate enemy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay, Alex. And we are reaching the breaking point in tyranny in this country, and that's why I wanted to announce to you and your listeners that I have an event that I'm organizing right now called the Ride for Liberty, and it's going to be on the anniversary of Paul Revere's ride, and we're going to do a march. I'm going to be dressed as Paul Revere himself with a cast of historical characters with me. And on the 17th of April, we're doing Dallas, and then on the 18th, we're coming to Austin, hopefully to do a demonstration in front of the steps of the Capitol of Texas, and I've been sending out my flyers. I just sent some to your people.
I think Rob Jacobson mentioned that to me a few days ago. Do you have a Twitter or Facebook or something?
I do have a Facebook. I just got it going. It's facebook.com/rideforliberty. So go ahead and go like that.
Well, what's your name?
My name's Micah Coleman. And
all right. Well, big things have small beginnings. Good job. I think everybody should. We should have Paul Revere rides everywhere. People that have horses, nothing gets attention like that in a city. And check your local laws, but it's legal and lawful to ride horses in most areas. They ride them up and down South Congress. I ought to organize. I talked about that a few weeks ago, a Paul Revere ride with a bunch of us on horses riding up and down South Congress saying a criminal government's taking over. And again, it's things like that capture the imagination.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Alex Jones here back live. In this short segment, I'm going to play an analysis I did of the Harlem Shake, a super viral video online. It's been posted up at the top of InfoWars.com right now. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and it says Secrets of the Harlem Shake, and we're just hijacking this mega viral meme that looks like it may be the second coming of Gangnam Style. Here's my breakdown. But first, the InfoWars crew doing the Harlem Shake, including myself. Here it is.
And like I told you, I'm not playing games about this information. You're going to get up.
los terroristas.
Shake has gone viral since it first appeared on YouTube back on February 2nd, being seen more than 60 million times. But what's important to note here is that the Harlem Shake's only words are "with the terrorist" or "we are with the terrorist" in Spanish rhythmically over and over and over again. And that's fine. It's a joke. We've many times made the point that they use Homeland Security against marijuana smokers, Amish people selling raw milk. And so the joke is, oh my gosh, look at those evil Amish. They're with Al-Qaeda. I get the joke. My point is that when school children go to school and sing this in English, as people are now doing, "I'm with the terrorist" over and over again, like Gangnam Style, "hey, sexy lady," will they be thrown in jail? We're seeing 10-year-olds and 8-year-olds charged with probation officers and going to trial for having water guns and cap guns and just playing with their friends. We're seeing people expelled from school or the police being called for Nerf guns or Hello Kitty bubble guns that project bubbles. Why is the hypocrisy getting so over the top? It's because the establishment is setting the precedent to selectively enforce their thought police edicts. If the globalist mouthpieces of Hollywood and the music industry want to push anti-family, violent garbage and promote mass murder and killing, that's okay. If a song wants to say, "we're with the terrorist," it's just a joke. But when your child's in the front yard playing with a Nerf gun, it's not. When your child talks to friends at school and says, "let's go play with water guns after school, here's mine," they're going to get arrested and charged. This is part of the thought police system, where they're above the law and they selectively set the rules. So you have been warned. And here's an example of that. I was reading a Billboard article with the creators of this particularly catching jingle, and they said, "we put it out there, we want people to use it, we've told people to use it, but if we choose, we'll block it and claim copyright." That wouldn't hold up in court, but they don't care. Most people don't know their rights, so who knows? They may even block this video because we were mildly critical. In closing, the Harlem Shake and things like Gangnam Style are part of an arrested development promotion system where the social engineers want to basically freeze development of men and women at the age of about 12-year-olds so that we never become serious, focused adults. And having a good time has a place, but you're not supposed to do it 24/7. A free people have a serious and focused mind. I'm Alex Jones, reporting for InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And again, that is the report, Secrets of the Harlem Shake, posted up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com in the features. And some people say, why even cover something like that? Well, if we would have got in early on the Gangnam Style thing, I don't know, a year ago or whatever, that has been seen, I don't know, billions of times, and made commentary on it, like, look at how this guy acts effeminate. Look at how, you know, he behaves in a mindless manner. Look at how this is force-fed as the new thing to be stylish. This is all part of the psychological warfare program. Here, let's look at statements by, you know, some of the executives at MTV about how they want to wreck the family. Then I could have gotten millions of people to wake up to that. We have to use the enemy propaganda against them. We have to piggyback on it and expose it. We have to use their names, their information, to boomerang or like judo around them. I'm not saying the Harlem Shake people are evil or New World Order, or even the Gangnam Style guy. They're all just products of this whole thing. But the video is saying, "I'm with the terrorist, I'm with the terrorist." Just all part of this joke. But they want you to be the terrorist. They're going to say you're a terrorist, so you have no rights and take everything you've got. The globalists will take everything if we don't stand up. The reason America has been so successful, I'll explain that when we come back and go to your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What I have been pushed. I think it's about time that somebody teach these varmints a little lesson about morality and about what it's like to be a decent, upstanding member of a society.
Any way you want it, the way you need it, any way you want it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want to take a bunch of your calls, have your point and question ready, so I'll get to the next person. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, and then I will blitz through a bunch of news on the economy and foreign news. And they were just showing me a CNN report during the break where they're carjacking everybody in Peru while they're in traffic, robbing them. That used to happen here until they did concealed carry. And then, of course, they quit doing that unless you're in Chicago or New York where you can do it safely. And we looked up, I've looked up Peru's very restrictive gun control there. It's just so amazing, so amazing. Now, there it is, robbed in traffic jam, gang in Peru targeting anyone stuck in traffic. And the answer they just come up and rob you because they're armed, but you're not. Amazing. Again, we also stream video on TV. If you're a new listener on the radio, it's InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, the original name of the video service. It has the video of the daytime show, the live nighttime show. It's been live lately. Sometimes it's taped. all my films, so much more. You get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. That way you can share them. One membership is 11. I said it was 10, but technically it's your membership and then 10 more. So it's 11 people can simultaneously log in with the same username passcode. So create an original username passcode that's easy to remember. Share it with friends and family. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to run it till the end of this month. Just a few more days. You can get a year membership and get 5.3 months off the yearly. So instead of paying $5.95 a month, it's $3 and something. So, I mean, what's $3 and change for 11 memberships? I know it's 59 cents a person for 10 memberships a month, but it's actually 11. What is that, like 53, 54 cents a person a month? PrisonPlanet.tv. And that pays for the bandwidth. And we put a lot of work into it, the reporters and the crew. And I want to thank all of you that are members at PrisonPlanet.tv and encourage all of you to do it today. But also support us by buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts, supporting our sponsors, InfoWarsStore.com, the Pro Pure Water Filters with the Pro One. Anti-fluoride filters, the best out there. Nobody else has got anything close to it. Look at the side-by-side comparisons. 10% off, promo code WATER. And spread the word about the broadcast, because I am a maniac. And maybe because I am a maniac is why I saw through their garbage so early. It's not like it's hard to see through this. Give me a break. Anybody who's cracked a history book knows it's like a Groundhog Day repeat of a nightmare, to talk about another Bill Murray movie. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in North Carolina. Then we'll talk to Lee, Jason, Daniel, Jeff, and others. Go ahead, Frank.
Yes, I appreciate you allowing me to express a point of view. I just got a quick point. I'll try and be brief here, and then I have a solution. The Patriot Act was appropriately named, looking back on it. I bought into it at the time because I was under hypnosis, like a lot of people still are today. But like you always say, it was never about Al-Qaeda. People out there, new people that are listening for the first time today, or you just started listening recently, the Patriot Act was never about Al-Qaeda. It was always about the people who would eventually resist this total domination agenda. Now, a solution that I've been trying to think of for a while now and come up with this, I know, Alex, you're not going to like it. Probably most of your listeners aren't. So I will put that disclaimer on it for anyone who wants to use this against you. But I think that if we expose this New World Order agenda as being out a Talmudic Jewish supremacist agenda, I think that's the best way to get the Jewish community as a whole to put pressure on them to back off.
But see, I don't think that the New World Order system, every major government uses the same systems of manipulation. Even though they're enemies with another government, they will use whatever the latest tyranny is, whatever the most effective system is, whether it's ancient or brand new, to suppress people. And obviously, you could say in the history of European finance and the Rothschilds and stuff, that, you know, there's a lot of powerful Jews in the New World Order. That's undoubtable. But if you look at it, they were like funding Hitler and then getting double-crossed by him, and they were double-crossing him. And then Jews tried to get out of Germany, and they rich Jews had to pay certain select groups and rabbis millions and millions of equivalent dollars to get out. If they didn't have it, they had a deal with Hitler. They wouldn't let him leave. I mean, just that's all mainstream history, by the way. It's not popularly known, but that doesn't blame Jews for that. I mean, why would Jews irradiate with the ringworm children, is what they called it, in the 50s, 110,000 Jewish kids? I mean, my issue is, here's an example. My dad had a Jewish professor who was the head of the botany department, named Speer, and he was Jewish. And, he talked up eugenics, and he said, not Hitler eugenics. No, but we do need to, you know, engineer society and do all this. And he would say, now, not Hitler, but, you know, Hitler just did the wrong thing. And so, for me, it's a eugenics cult, and about the elite being God, and they're going to harness science, and they're going to get rid of the rest of us. And, you know, the Nazis are saying everybody's subhuman and they're the elite. You can take some Old Testament interpretations of Goyim and things, and, you know, the outsider is, you know, isn't human or isn't, you know, valuable, so we can kill them. Every culture tends to do that in one period of its system or not. I mean, look at Mecha, La Raza. They say for our race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Sounds like the Ku Klux Klan. Same deal. You know, the globalist, at the highest levels, it's a super architecture of manipulation. But sure, I mean, you see a lot of prominent Jews calling for gun control, but they have their own bodyguards. You do see, Israel firsters promoting U.S. tax money to buy M16s for people in Israel, but then saying, I shouldn't be able to have a gun. So there is that liberal socialist New York, thing that so many Jews have been inculcated in the last 150 years that is there. But, I mean, I can show you countries where 80% of people are socialist in Latin America. My whole issue is, also, the whole anti-Jew crowd, it becomes a cop-out for just getting involved in fighting evil. Because I've always pointed out, it's either the Catholics run it or the Masons run it or the Jews run it. People are always obsessed with that, and then they all fight with the other camps about, you're covering up for the Masons, you're covering up for the Jews, you work for the Russians, And for me, it's evil. It's systems of corruption. Whoever's behind it, you can argue that all day. It's blocks of corruption, and they're all feeding on their own people. A lot of this is tribal. I mean, you always hear about Italian organized crime. Why don't you ever hear about WASP mafia or Jewish mafia or Irish mafia? I mean, that's all been just as prolific as Italian. I'll tell you what happened. The Italians got too big for their britches in the 50s and started muscling out the Jewish mafia and some of the others, and that's why they got whacked. And they used law enforcement to selectively shut them down. The Italians got cut out. And it was kind of an internal coup at the CIA with Catholics trying to take it over, and there was connection to Sicily, and it's pretty heavy stuff. But the whole point is that, yes, I'm against the Jewish mafia. And the Jewish mafia founded the ADL in 1913, on record, and Jewish mobsters founded it, and they are trying to get rid of free speech. But not, I don't dislike them because they're reportedly Jewish. It's because they're a mafia, or at least they were as they were founded. And they're an anti-civil rights group that runs law enforcement in almost every city. So we've got off into the whole, Jewish obsession. Would you like to have a counterpoint?
Yes, I'd appreciate that. The way I see it, though, and I woke up about 8 years ago, and it took me about 2 years. I used to fight all these guys that talk about this kind of thing. But the way I see it, everything that has to do, and I've checked the names and bios. That's how I came to this conclusion. I checked the names and bios of all the key figures behind of all these agendas, the banking, the society, the destruction of the family, society, all of that. And it seems like there's a lot of infighting in the Jewish community. But one thing they all seem to agree on is they do agree that they like for Jews to be in control of everything. That seems to be, they all agree that that should be the natural order of the universe.
And pretty much every group says that. The British royalty said they had a right to rule everybody. And look, I pointed out, Israel's got race mixing laws. You never hear that in the news, but it's true. It's just that I think obsessing on groups. Here's another issue. I get emails 6-7 years ago going, you're going to have me on to expose that it's all a Catholic conspiracy and that Catholics are the devil, or I'm going to expose you as working for them. Well, if the person would have said, here's my proof, I'd like to come on, I probably would have had him on. It's all like a mental illness out there. And I go back and forth, but the most vitriolic disinformation crowd I've ever run into is the anti-Jewish crowd. I mean, they're like, we're going to come to your house and kill you. This is where you live. And it's some other poor guy named Alex Jones, very common name. And the person's calling me up going, call these people off, they're at my house. Lying about my family, lying about all sorts of stuff, all because I said that my wife's grandfather was Jewish. And I said that because I'm not ashamed of that. It was like a Jewish doctor. Now, my wife's a Christian. Her dad, Christian family. The whole point is that it doesn't matter. So I've said, I'm Jewish. Fine. I'm Jewish then. My whole issue is that I get... See, Israel itself, this came out, bombed areas in Iraq and in Spain in the 40s and 50s to get Jews to leave and move to Israel. But see, that's an organized crime syndicate engaged in social engineering. And then I would expand on that, the cop-out. Regardless, let's say there's corruption in government, people using systems of control. Are we smart enough to figure those things out and beat it for the betterment of society? I mean, Aaron Russo was Jewish, did a great job fighting the Federal Reserve and the New World Order, speaking out against it. And I knew that guy, hung out with him, got to know him well. Very nice guy. I know a lot of people that are Jewish who are really smart, neat, hardworking people. And then all I ever hear is the stereotype about how Jews are the absolute filth of the earth, and it's totally, you know, avant-garde to be into this for about 10 years to just absolutely hate Jews all day. And then, so all I'm saying is, the people, what did Cass Sunstein, who's Jewish, say? He said, we'll infiltrate the conspiracy groups that don't believe official stories, and we'll show all sorts of horrible stuff to make alternative media look bad. And undoubtedly, I said Hal Turner, at least 11 years ago, was a fed. Nobody gets on air and says, kill feds, kill judges, kill police. Alex Jones is scum. Alex Jones is filth. He won't say it's the Jews. I said, that guy's a fed. I could look at him. I could watch him. And hackers broke in, got the data that the FBI was handling him, so he was no good to them. So they let a state judge go after him, and he's in prison. So many times, I'm telling you, it's even bigger than that. And I don't just say that as a political correct cop-out. It's bigger than that. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
I do, and I do appreciate your points, but I still maintain I could talk about this all day and the facts that I have to back it up. I just made it very brief here, but
no, there is a Jewish mafia at the heart of the New World Order. But at the heart of it is also and they always make fun of this, the anti-Jew people, because they're closet Hitler folks. In fact, a lot of them that weren't publicly pro-Hitler, later become pro-Hitler. You know, just go, oh, I've always loved Hitler. You know, he's so wonderful. Hitler didn't do anything. He was a wonderful man, you know, which I've studied the real history. He was absolutely a devil worshiper. But the point is that at the very top, it is Germanic, Luciferian, eugenicist, Jewish groups, Rothschilds right there. You've got the Catholic Church right there at the center of it. Not bashing Catholics, not a great people fighting abortion, whatever. But look at all the pedophilia stuff. It's just any big thing over time gets corrupted and taken over. So, see, it's a cop-out. Saying something's pure evil, you can never reform it or even fix it because you're just always saying it's the ultimate evil. And then you've got the British royalty that's really a Germanic death cult as well, but then it's intermarried with the Rothschilds now to a certain extent. And they're just devil worshippers at the top. It isn't even... But look, people are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, look at how the West runs al-Qaeda. And then supposedly Israel's fighting al-Qaeda. It's just, it's all full-spectrum dominance. Do you see what I'm saying? And of course, I shouldn't even like get into what's the top of this without properly breaking it all down because it's such a huge subject.
Well, I still don't buy it. I still maintain what I said at some level. I mean, you always use the argument, well, it's not just Israel. It's also the United States government, and it's, you know, it's the British government. And I mean, from my research, the Jews took over the American government and the British government a long time ago. So that's a straw man argument.
Let me ask you this question. So I'm trying to think of the best way to break this down. The Jews weren't even in most areas of the world until about 500 years ago. The exact same stuff went on in China, Japan. There were no Jews in Mesoamerica where they were chopping out some days 10,000 hearts a day and eating children like lunch meat. I just, it's this old thing of Jews being the root of evil. Okay? And then my issue is, it's almost like people attack you if you don't become anti-Jewish with them, and then it forces you over into that camp while I have the ADL attacking me. See, I'm not in that camp either. I'm just here saying Bill of Rights, Constitution, I don't care who's involved, let's get rid of the Federal Reserve. Yeah, but it's Jews. And I'm like, look, let's just get rid of the Federal Reserve. Okay? I mean, do you see what I'm saying? There's never any working towards waking people up. It's just Jew, 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 like a bunch of parrots in a tree, or Catholic, 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 or black, 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 Mexican, 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 white people, white people, white people. I go look at YouTube, and you got black folks, and they're going, whites are the devil, whites, 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 and whites are like, no, blacks are the devil, blacks, 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 and it just goes on and on and on and on. Okay, how did the Aztecs do bad things without Jews being there?
We're all guilty. But you've got
no answer my question. How did they do bad? Because humans are good unless Jews are around, right?
No. There's evil in all groups. I, by the way, I'm not a white supremacist. That would be ridiculous.
Well, whatever. I mean, my whole issue is I understand that. Okay, I believe you. The point is, most of the people out there that were like, I don't hate Jews, I just hate Zionists. And then 2 years later, it's the Jews. I always hated them. Using all the. It's just I just don't want to. It gives power to it to hate people. I hate evil people. And believe me, Piers Morgan's evil. And last time I checked, is he Jewish? Here's the deal. When I'm demonized and people say I'm evil and I'm CIA and all this, which I'm not, on the blood of my children before God, I swear to God. Plus, there's no evidence. Look at my fruits. I mean, nobody works like this who's working for the system. I'm the real deal. Anyone with discernment knows it. But on my children before God, I don't work for the system, the New World Order, any of it. I work for liberty and what I really believe to be the truth. Okay? People say, I'm Jewish. See, because I couldn't, they can't just say I'm evil. I'm Jewish. Well, I'm not Jewish. Okay? But I would probably be proud of more genetic variant. I'm proud of my Native American blood. People white supremacist emails about that, about you mongol filth. Just whatever, okay? I know my visions of the universe. I know I love. I know I love humanity. I know I love children, whether they're German or Jewish or Chinese or Mexican. And that's all I can say. But you've had the floor, and I haven't even gotten to all this news, and I've got loaded phone lines, and this is just not fair. I need to get to Lee and Jason and Daniel and Jeff. I'll at least get to those folks. But now we've gone off into that whole realm of discussion, which if you read what Cass Sunstein says, actually aids the Jewish mafia in controlling Jews, who are on average very highly productive, high IQ people. And, you know, they've done studies and things, and it's like, you know, there's, you can say in any group people are going to have high IQs, statistically very high IQs, and so the mafia wants to control them. Just like the Mexican mafia controls Mexicans and delivers them to abort their babies and use drugs and do all that. They don't care about the Mexicans to empower them. They're a mafia perched on top of them, funded by the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations and the Ford Foundation. Ford was a Nazi. Why is he? What happened to the Ford Foundation? See, it's more sophisticated.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When you go up to InfoWars.com, we've got some new articles up there. Retired cop desensitizing police training is brainchild of six social engineers. dealing with the dehumanization of children to be killed in the new DHS targets with their 2 million rounds. We know who the enemy is in their own training manuals, countless press releases, and now the actual targets of 5-year-old boys and pregnant mothers and teenage girls directly out of Death Race 2000. That's all up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Lee in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a personal story about the manufacturers of these disgusting police.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. When your phone got on, it was good, but it's breaking up. I want to be able to hear your story. Put her on hold and call her back. Maybe I'll go into overdrive and talk to her. I want to hear her personal story, but it was sounded like her cordless phone's going out. Daniel in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hey, I'll make this quick. I wanted to read you an email that I got in response to from Senator John McCain. If you don't mind, I'll go kind of paragraph by paragraph because I know you like to touch on things sometimes, but let me know whenever I'll start. All right. Thank you for – they even mispronounced the name here, but thank you for contacting my office regarding the tragic shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School and its impact on federal gun legislation. Appreciate your time taking the time to share your views with me. As you know, on December 14th, 2012, a mentally unstable man committed a senseless atrocity by murdering 20 students and 6 staff members at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton. Got the name of this town wrong. Newton, Connecticut. While many Americans continue to try to rationalize this tragedy, it remains clear that the inhumane and depraved actions of this individual gunman appear to be motivated solely by his extremely disturbed state mind. This is where it gets good. On January 16th, 2013, President Obama and his administration introduced a 23-point plan which lays out both executive and legislative proposals that would attempt to prevent future violence. As the details of the president's proposals become more clear, I look forward to reviewing them and working with my colleagues to find sensible solutions that respect the Second Amendment, but also help us prevent these types of horrific events from happening ever again. While I'm an unwavering supporter of the Second Amendment, please know that I will seriously consider all reasonable public safety legislation that comes before the Senate. Thank you for contacting my office. So that's out here in Arizona, which I thought was one of the last American strongholds anyway, where we've got more guns in each house than people. That's the reply from our Arizona senator. It tells me that he's going to vote for...
Oh, yeah, no. McCain's a total New World Order piece of trash. And there's total election fraud. He hasn't been elected the last few times. And he just gets shouted down at every one of his town hall meetings. He wants total open borders. I mean, John McCain is the epitome of evil. I appreciate your call, Daniel. Just absolute filth. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, me and my wife, we've been battling CPS. They've come in like the day after Christmas, only because they was off Christmas, they couldn't come over. But they come over the day after Christmas and took our kids from us, you know?
That's because you probably didn't know your rights. What was their excuse? They have a court order?
Well, they're still looking for an excuse right now. They don't even have any evidence.
Well, then they probably took your kids without a court order. They just do it color of law.
Well, they've neglected to give us kinship. They didn't even ask us for kinship.
Well, no, they don't want your kids being placed with family. They want your kids on up to 7 psychotropics being prepared.
And they're using, I'm a disabled veteran, and they're using my disability. They're saying, you know, well, you talk too loud, you make violent.
Now, I want people to hear this. They're now taking, in England and the U.S., it's the same social engineering, people's children, if one parent has a physical or mental disability. Understand, if you get in a car wreck and get your back broken, they're going to take your kids. Especially if they're good-looking white kids. They get the high dollar amount. That's on record. So you need to sue them. You need to go to the media. And you need to not sign any of their agreements, because they'll get you to sign an agreement. You'll keep your kids if you sign this. And the agreement's to take them. And they go, ah, ha, 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 because they're criminals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.